The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley, where hundreds have been arrested in child abuse and child porn crackdown. Harley.
That's the seamy underbelly of American society sometimes. About 1,700 people, more than that, we think, have been arrested after a two-month crackdown, which is aimed at suspected child predators and, of course, child pornographers. This is the end of a nationwide investigation, and it's been a big effort. State, local, federal agencies all working together all across the country. Prosecutors say they had identified more than 300 people were suspected of producing child pornography or committing sexual abuse involving children. Of course, there's sexual abuse, certainly, anytime you have a child in front of a camera for pornography's sake. Mm. And on it goes. So
terrible.
It's just, you know, disgusting stuff, but they'll go to jail.
Awful stuff. Immigration.
It's only getting worse. The acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAleenan, gave lawmakers this glimpse into how bad it is. He said, once they get here, they don't come back to court. They disappear into the framework of the country.
Yeah, that's right.
90% miss their court dates. They just don't show up.
Yeah, how do you find them? 87,
well, you don't find them. Or no. It's very difficult to. 900,000 cases backlogged in courts. 350,000 of those are asylum cases. And 87%, they've learned, here's what you do. When you come to the U.S. border, particularly if you're in a family, you say, we have a very credible fear of returning home. Mm. That's the low bar beyond which they, you know, they get temporary approval to stay, and then they have to come back to court. 87% are approved. 90% of them don't show up. They just disappear.
That's it. 900,000 backlog, eh? Get into the country and get away from all the authorities. The drug bust in Florida.
Yeah, Tampa, Florida police. They had to chuckle a little bit. They made a traffic stop. 20-year-old Fabricio Jimenez was in the passenger seat, and police noticed immediately the white powder that dusted the young man's nostrils. So the officer, a policewoman, she asked him about it. He said, that's not my coke. The officers took a swab of it. Sure enough, it was cocaine, but he said, it's not mine. Didn't explain how somebody else's cocaine managed to be on and in his nose. Nonetheless, police seized a backpack with marijuana, a bit more coke, and some Xanax pills. He was already on probation in a previous drug bust.
Yes. So now he's in Her Majesty's motel. All right, Harley.